arrival at that. Everybody, it is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. I have the time at 6:02 p.m. I am calling to order the Planning Commission meeting for the City of Arroyo Grande. And we have a roll call, please.
Chair Martin?
Here.
Vice Chair Shiro is absent. Commissioner Buchanan?
Here.
Commissioner Guthrie?
Here.
Commissioner Maravilla?
Here.
Very good. Shall we stand for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. We have a fairly light agenda here tonight. Is there any requests for any revisions to the agenda? Do we do any review at this point? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll continue. Item 5 on our agenda is our traditional community comment and suggestion period. This public comment period is an invitation to members of the public and the community to present issues, thoughts, comments, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on this agenda tonight. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. And members of the public may provide public comment remotely by joining the Zoom meeting. I'm assuming that if you can hear my voice, you have already joined the Zoom meeting. And so I'm not going to provide any additional information or directions for that at this particular time. And if you are just listening and you can use the raise hand feature to indicate your desire to provide any kind of public comment. At this point, is there anyone in line or in the queue to speak to the commission?
Chair Martin, there are no members of the public in attendance.
Very good. Thank you very much. At this point, I will close the community comment period and request if there are any written communications. I received none so far with any other written communications provided to the commission that we should be made aware of.
No, Chair Martin, there have been no received written communications.
Very good. Okay, the consent agenda, we have a single item, 7A's, the approval of the minutes. I move that we approve the minutes of the December 21st regular 2021 regular meeting. I think this was the last meeting that we had. We did have one in February. But anyway, this is the minutes of the December 21st meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
A second.
Okay, we have a second by Commissioner Guthrie. Are there any questions or comments at this time on that agenda? And the approval's minutes. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Guthrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
And Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Very good. The approval of the minutes of the December 21st, 2021 meeting have been approved on a vote of 4-0. Item 8 is public hearings. We do not have any public hearing items on our agenda tonight. Item 9 is a non-public hearing items. There's a single item on our agenda tonight is the general plan annual report for 2021. Mr. Perez, I'm assuming you have a presentation for us.
Yes, thank you, Chair Martin. Planning Commissioners, good to see you all. It's been a while. So I'll begin my presentation. All right, so my presentation will briefly overview the 2021 General Plan Annual Report. And as a little background, the California Government Code Section 65400 requires each agency to submit their general plan annual report to the State Office of Planning and Research and the State Department of Housing and Community Development by April 1st of each year. Additionally, that government code requires that each agency provide their city council an opportunity to review the report prior to submittal to the state. Here in Arroyo Grande, we've made it a regular practice to also bring the report to the Planning Commission, seeing as this commission is the main hearing body for most of our land use entitlements. So in short, the annual report provides an update on the status of each of our general plan elements, the required elements being land use, circulation, housing, conservation, open space, noise, and safety elements, as well as the optional elements that have been adopted, which are the agriculture, economic development, and parks and recreation elements. So the purpose of the annual report is really threefold. It informs the state of land use and development trends statewide. And then looking locally, it helps inform our decision makers of priority areas and helps justify resource allocation, both financially and with regards to staff's time. And finally, it informs the public of the city's progress towards meeting the community's goals that are outlined and contained in each general plan element. So the annual report is not intended to be a comprehensive list of all the work performed by city staff throughout the year, nor is it intended to be an elaborate or time-consuming endeavor. For simplicity, the annual report is broken up into two sections. Section one summarizes the legal requirements of the annual report, status of each of the adopted elements, and briefly covers the city's progress towards achieving our regional housing needs allocation for this housing cycle. Whereas section two provides a summary of the development activity for the year. There are really two notable projects in section one, the first being the housing element, which was adopted in January of 2021. It was later certified by HCD in May of 2021, verifying that it does comply with state housing element law. The housing element, as you all know, provides a background about the demographics, housing conditions, and also establishes housing policies and programs the city identifies as a strategy to meet our regional housing needs allocation. The circulation element was adopted in June of 2021 by City Council, and this updated policies for traffic management analysis, parking, multimodal transportation, and safety of our circulation network. Section two summarizes the statistics from our land use permitting. Identifies some key projects and programs being worked on by our planning division, including the ADU ordinance update, work towards the pre-approved ADU plan program, which is a regional effort with the cities of Atascadero, Morro Bay, and Grover Beach, and the city's participation in the Regional Housing Action Team working group. Section two also provides statistics on the number of building permit applications, plan reviews, and permits issued by our building division, and similar statistics for stormwater grading and encroachment permits and inspections performed by the engineering staff. So that concludes my brief presentation and conclude with the recommendation that the Planning Commission receive and file the 2021 General Plan Annual Report for final acceptance by City Council. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to field those.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mr. Perez. Are there any kind of questions or comments from my fellow commissioners here tonight on this report and the submission?
Mr. Guthrie? Yeah, I have a couple.
Sure.
So I vaguely remembered, I must be remembering this wrong, that the ADU, or when the housing element was put together, I thought that ADUs were identified as a significant contributor for some part of our affordable housing project. And when I see them listed here, they're listed right along with single family homes. Am I just remembering that wrong? Because I remember there was a discussion about reducing the dependency of the house housing element on those ADUs.
No, you have not misremembered, Commissioner Guthrie. So the in the general plan annual report, the ADUs that we've issued permits for were allocated to the market rate housing statistics. Going forward, staff needs to implement some sort of data collection to show that, or to prove to HCD that these units actually do meet certain income levels in order to allocate those towards low income or moderate income housing and income levels.
And will you then be able to kind of backdate them to, if that proves to be true, so I kind of wonder.
We'll work with HCD on whether we can revise previous year's submittals, but along with the pre-approved ADU program, I believe we'll implement a similar data collection process so we can accurately report these going forward.
Okay. And then the second question, sorry, this one blank on me. So on, this would be page 15 of the report. It's the table that shows, I'm guessing these are the actual certificates of occupancy. So in this year, I'm just going to rough it out at probably about 20 units were actually completed in 2020 and all of 2021. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, just that I'm reading the table right. And just out of curiosity, when they present this, do they see like a whole table spread out wide? I will say it's really hard to follow if you want to follow something across and see like if it's an ADU or not.
Yeah, it's a tremendously gigantic worksheet that HTD provides us, and it's not real user friendly, and especially trying to provide these images to you, it's unwieldy. So apologize for that.
No problem. All right, those are my two questions. Thank you.
Very good. Mr. Buchanan, you have questions for staff on this?
Yeah, I do. So I wanted to highlight that, again, looking at the table two, the cycle region, the RENA cycle and the numbers for that, obviously we're not on pace to meet very low or moderate goals here. Then I wanted to call out that we've also permitted 31 vacation rentals in this same time period. So that units permitted, that's a net negative from that units permitted. So we're actually down to like 37 when I believe on pace would be somewhere around 150 or something. So we're far behind in all of those housing needs. Does that number about how many vacation rentals are permitting or units that are, you know, being taken off our housing market ever get serviced to HCD in these reports?
No, the direct number doesn't, but the housing element did contain a program that the city shall monitor the number of short-term rental permits issued. And we are taking an item to council in either probably April or May to discuss kind of the whole process and whether council feels that our permitting, our existing programs are aligned with our housing goals, or if they need some sort of revision in order to prevent loss of housing to these short-term rentals.
Okay. That's my only question. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Mayor Vili, you had a question?
I did have one question. I guess it's a two-parter kind of, but in looking over table D, which has like all the implementation statuses of the housing element, I noticed that some of the items have like a very specific time frame as to when they under the status and when they might be completed. Like it'll say like this will be in the general plan update. And then quite a few of them don't have any specific time frame associated with them. And I just wondered why that was, or if there was plans to add in time frames to the other ones.
So I'm sorry, are you referring to like the target time frame or
I guess in looking at table D, it would be four.
Fourth column.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it says the status of program implementation, and then it'll have like a sentence or whatnot about what the status is of that area.
Yeah, so some of the program staff has already identified in our work program for the next couple of years that we'd work into those and see those programs implemented, whether they be, you know, ordinance updates or something more in depth that we can incorporate into our general plan update that we're beginning to embark. Other ones, and a lot of it's driven by the feedback we got from HCD through the housing element update process. So they identified items that we should prioritize. So we followed that guidance.
Okay. I just noticed a lot of items that like were related to affordable housing in particular had no specificity as to when it might be implemented. And just knowing that that was a priority of City Council of affordable housing, I just thought that it might make sense to make sure that those items did.
Yeah, and we as staff are always reevaluating our priorities and communicating those with council. So should we hear that desire from them, we'll be sure to update our priorities accordingly.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. I do not have any additional questions at this time. There's always room for interpretation, I know, on this, but I'm looking at this as an opportunity for us to accept and receive this document. I've got similar concerns about affordable housing and how we are tracking ADUs and vacation rentals, but I don't have any additional questions right now. This document does need to be just, you know, forwarded to City Council for their evaluation, review, and approval. So is there a vote of some kind that we need to take on this? The recommended action is just that I'm seeing that the Planning Commission receive and file the 2021 General Plan Annual Report. Do we need to make that in a form of a motion?
No, no motion is required. It's just intended to be a discussion item.
So, you know, it may be appropriate at this point, even though this is technically a non-public hearing item, I'm wondering if anybody from the community has stepped in or has logged on to and has any interest in making any comment about this annual report before we close our conversations.
Chair Martin, there is no members of the public in attendance.
Very good. At least I want to make sure I reached out. Mr. Shiro has joined us. You're at the very, very end here. I don't want to throw too much at you right at this point. We're at the end of our conversation about accepting the General Plan Annual Report. Mr. Shire, wondering if you had any kind of questions or comments that you would like to share with the Commission and staff at this time.
I do not, Chair Martin.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much then. I think just duly noted for staff and for the public that the Planning Commission has received the 2021 General Plan Annual Report. We've given it some modest evaluation and review and are accepting it on behalf of the Planning Commission to be forwarded to City Council for their review. The next item on our agenda is a notice of administrative items since February 1st. There are two items on here. Are there any issues or questions from anybody on the Commission about these, either one of these administrative items? Seeing none, hearing none, I'm going to close this and move on to Commission Communications. Any comments that any of my fellow commissioners would like to make at this point in the meeting before we turn it over to staff and adjourn the meeting?
My only question was, are we going to be moving to in-person meetings soon? Or I probably missed that, but.
Yes, you did miss it, and the City Council, I believe, has already voted. The first in-person meeting is the City Council meeting for next week. So I think we need to be prepared in 2 weeks for our Planning Commission meeting, assuming we have an agenda that gets created that would cause us to meet in 2 weeks to be able to meet in person at the City Council chambers.
Great, thank you.
In regards to that, did they vote to still like allow the community to interact through Zoom? Like, are we going to be doing like a hybrid type thing, or is it just like in person?
Evening, Brian Bajotti, Community Development Director. Yes, a hybrid form is kind of being implemented. So that will be available as part of the public hearings, at least for the foreseeable future.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other commission communications at this point? Seeing none, staff communications, any other details that need to be shared at this point, Mr. Pedrotti?
Thank you, Chair Martin. I think the only thing is just to give you an update on the ADU ordinance. I think we may have mentioned this before, it was delayed due to potential conflicts of interest until a ruling by the FPPC. And there was a straw vote done at the City Council, and they were able to open the hearing on February 8th. There were questions about tiny homes on wheels and applying objective design standards to ADUs as well as tiny homes on wheels, they continued it off calendar and directed staff to bifurcate ADUs and tiny homes on wheels, so kind of separate them and treat tiny homes on wheels as a separate type of use, not incorporated as an ADU. So staff will be working on those changes, and we will bring it back to the City Council for their further direction after that.
Very good. It's going to be a lot of conversation, big changes when it just comes to local zoning and the permitting process and the review process. I know to include ADUs and to add ADUs in the growing inventory that they're going to bring to the community. Any other staff comments or communications?
No, none from staff. Thanks.
Very good. This was a very, very quick meeting. The only comment that I will make is thank you very much for everybody for showing up. It's too bad that people from the community have not joined us tonight. My personal opinion is they're probably tired of all the Zoom activity. I for one, am looking forward to live meetings and look forward to being able to see all your happy faces in person in 2 weeks. With that said and final comments, this meeting is hereby adjourned. I've got 6:25 p.m. on March 1st. Thank you very much, everybody.